Sport on RTE Radio 1.
You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. It is 7.38 and Darren Frehill is here with the sports news.
I am indeed. Good morning, Jackie. And we're going to be centering our focus on the League of Ireland this morning. Drogheda United, I'm afraid, some very disappointing news for them yesterday. And a couple of hours later, they lose to Shamrock Rovers in the SSE or Tristy League Premier Division. 2-1 in the end, Rovers winning that one. The goals from Graham Burke and Aaron Green. And that leaves Rovers 9 points clear at the top of the table. Well, that result, as I said, comes just hours after Drogheda discovered that they'd lost their appeal to play in the UEFA Conference League due to the multi-club ownership regulation. So the company which owns Drogheda, they're an American company, but they also own another club that has qualified for that Conference League, and so only one of their clubs can compete. So that draw is made later today and Drogheda will not be in it. We're going to hear from the Drogheda camp in the next hour here on the programme, but right now the Shamrock Rovers manager Stephen Bradley, whose side are in that competition this season, and they will find out their fate a little bit later on. He says he really feels for the club. He's with John Kenny.
I feel for them, like, you know, I really do, as a club. I feel for the players, the staff, the fans. They've worked the backside off to get to the competition, you know, it's no fault of theirs that they're in this position. I can only imagine the disappointment that they're feeling. Look, it's a hard one. I understand the rules, I get it. But I thought they've done so well last year to get to the point where they're in Europe. Brilliant achievement. It would have been a special occasion for this club. But yeah, I'm gutted for everyone involved. I don't know what to say. I'm gutted for them. Yeah.
It was just one less League of Ireland club now in Europe, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's obviously, look, it's disappointing for us as a league, for Drogheda as a club. And like I said, when they've earned it, like they've earned it on the pitch, it doesn't feel right when it's taken away from you off the pitch, you know, and that's the killer, I'd imagine, for Kevin and his players and his staff and the fans.
Yeah, tough time for the community. More on that story a little bit later on. Shelburne got back to winning ways. A 1-0 win at St Patrick's Athletic, and that victory sees them go level with fourth-place Pats in the standings. Goal difference between them, so they're fifth. Shelburne. Ali Coote got the only goal there. That's another setback, though, for Pats and their manager, Stephen Kenny. They've only one win in five now, and they've also lost their unbeaten record at home, which is stretched back over a year now. Stephen Kenny has been speaking with Tony O'Donoghue.
Stephen, you had a very proud unbeaten run here, unfortunately, from your point of view, come to an end tonight, but not without trying. That second half, it was a bit of an onslaught, really, wasn't it, on the Shelburne goal?
Yeah, obviously, I'm just here, pointed about a year ago, so we're a year unbeaten. Point to lose that record, very disappointed, because, as you say, the second half was absolute waves of attack, and we just couldn't get the goal that we deserved.
The Dublin derbies, I think they take a lot out of teams, don't they? Because we saw the level of support from both sides tonight. It can be very emotional, and trying to play two games in 3-4 days.
Yeah, I think it's the 5 and 14. Obviously, it's that's the way it is for the teams that are in Europe. That's what's been decided.
Do you agree with it?
Is there an alternative way of doing it? Yeah, I'm sure there is. Like, you know, early in the season, there's a lot of weeks, you're just playing one game a week, so, and then the season finishes early, so there's lots of other ways of doing it, but that's what it is. I'm not going to blame that now. Same for both teams tonight, so that's but we've got to get ourselves ready for Galway on Friday.
That's Stephen Kenny there with Tony. Cardiff have confirmed the appointment of Brian Barry Murphy as their new head coach. He's agreed a 3-year deal with the side competing in League One from next season. Finally, Royal Ascot gets underway this afternoon and the first race goes off there at 2:30.
Darren, thank you.